Okay, let's dive in. We're tackling a topic today that's, well, it's everywhere, isn't it? Artificial intelligence, so much buzz, so many demos.
Absolutely flooded.
But for this deep dive, we're narrowing our focus. We're looking specifically at one piece of source material, an article called Practical AI for Financial Marketing.
Right. And the goal here isn't to chase the hype. It's really about cutting through all that noise. We want to figure out where AI actually provides, you know, real value, tangible utility. The source uses the term hard returns.
Hard returns, yeah. And specifically in financial services, which is, let's face it, a whole different ballgame.
Oh, completely. It's highly regulated, heavily scrutinized.
Yeah, I mean, every word, every comma almost, it's not just marketing fluff. It could be a legal issue, a compliance problem.
Exactly. Your brand in finance, it isn't built on flashy campaigns so much as surviving audits, right?
Yep.
Surviving regulatory scrutiny year in, year out. Compliance is king.
It really is. So I'm really keen to understand how AI fits into that kind of environment. It seems like a tricky fit.
Well, that's what's interesting. The source makes this great point that innovation here isn't about breaking things or being disruptive in the usual tech sense.
No.
No. It's about, and I love this phrase from the article, doing the boring things brilliantly.
Boring things brilliantly. Okay, that definitely grounds things.
It does, because it implies reliability, precision.
Yeah.
Basically never causing a compliance headache. That's the real innovation here.
So while the rest of the AI world might be talking about, I don't know, generating wild new creative ideas, this source is saying, hold on, in financial marketing, the AI that actually works, the stuff that adds value, it does a few very specific things very reliably.
That's exactly it. It's not about the AI dreaming up the next big campaign slogan. The article actually lays out just four critical functions, four things that practical, useful AI has to do in this specific context.
Okay.
And, you know, if it can't nail these four things consistently, compliantly,
yeah,
then it's probably just noise, not a real solution.
Right. Okay, I'm ready. Let's get into those four functions.
Yeah.
What's the first one the source flags as absolutely essential?
Okay, number one, it must automate the repetitive and strictly obey the rules. The source is crystal clear here.
Strictly obey.
Yes. So think about a task that's already defined, like formatting a standard fact sheet, or updating a performance number based on very specific rules, or sticking the right legal disclaimer on based on where it's going.
Right. Standard stuff. Tedious stuff.
Exactly. The AI has to do that task perfectly every single time. No variations, no trying to get creative, no freelancing, as the article puts it. If it can't do that, it's basically useless in this context.
So zero creative license. It sounds less like artificial intelligence and more like artificial obedience. The source even calls financial content executable code.
That's such a good analogy, isn't it?
Right.
Because one tiny error, one wrong line of code in a financial communication, huge consequences potentially.
Yeah.
So the AI isn't there to suggest a better phrase or a kitschier headline. Its job is to be like the perfect, super fast compliance robot.
Yeah.
Following the rule book, the style guide, the legal requirements to the absolute letter every single time.
Updating thousands of quarterly fun fact sheets. That's a classic example.
Perfect example. Doing that manually is just asking for errors and takes forever. An AI that can ingest the approved data, follow the approved template, and do it flawlessly, that's genuine value. That's the starting point.
Okay, got it. Strict rule-based compliant automation. Makes sense. What's requirement number two?
Number two is that it must reduce friction, not just headcount. This one pushes back against that, you know, typical tech story of AI replaces everyone.
Right, the disruption narrative.
Exactly. The source argues, look, if putting your AI tool in place involves this massive disruptive project, if it takes months and requires everyone in marketing, legal, compliance to drop everything and learn some complex new system,
then you haven't actually made things easier.
You've just added another layer of complexity. You've created a new bottleneck, more overhead. That's not reducing friction.
So the ideal AI shouldn't feel like this big separate thing you have to deal with.
Precisely. It shouldn't be some flashy new dashboard that everyone groans about having to log into. The source says the best systems, kind of, they vanish into the workflow.
Vanish into the workflow? How does that work?
It means it works quietly, you know, in the background. It plugs into the tools your teams already use. So instead of manually copying numbers from Excel to Word, then uploading it to some AI checker, maybe the data just flows automatically. The AI check happens, like, invisibly. And the draft appears back in the document system ready for the human review step. That's smooth. That's less friction.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference, especially for teams already juggling complex processes and sign-offs. Efficiency isn't just raw speed, it's about the whole process flowing better.
Exactly. It's about making the existing compliant ways of working faster and smoother, not forcing everyone into some brand new, complicated process just for the sake of AI.
Okay, that's a really important nuance. All right, function number three. This feels like a big one for finance.
Oh, it is. Arguably the most critical. Number three, It must produce outputs you can defend in front of legal.
Defend in front of legal, okay.
The source is really tough on this. If you can't explain exactly how the AI generated a piece of content, if you can't trace it back, show which approved data point it used, confirm that data was signed off, show which compliance rule it applied. If you don't have that clear audit trail of the AI's process, then it doesn't matter how fast it produced the content. It's irrelevant.
Because speed is useless if the output gets you sued or fined.
Precisely. In finance, this idea of explainability, it's not a nice to have. The source calls it table stakes.
Yeah.
You absolutely need that audit trail.
So if a regulator asks, where did this number come from? Why did you make this statement?
You need the answer. Instantly. You need to point to the specific approved data source, the specific sentence in an analyst report, whatever it was the AI used. A black box AI that just spits out plausible text. Way too risky. Unacceptable risk, really. It has to be transparent, auditable, defensible.
That really shifts the definition of what makes an AI smart or useful in this field. It's not about creativity, it's about accountability. Traceability.
Couldn't agree more. Which brings us nicely to the fourth essential function.
Okay, what's number four?
Number four. It must understand context or it gets shut down. Financial language is incredibly precise. Terms often have specific, legally defined meanings.
Right, like the difference between yield and return or market view versus investment advice.
Exactly. Those aren't just synonyms. They have huge regulatory implications. If an AI tool doesn't grasp these nuances, if it doesn't understand the difference between quoting an observable fact versus offering a prohibited opinion or recommendation.
It's dangerous.
It's a massive compliance threat. It's not just likely to make mistakes, it's likely to make very expensive mistakes.
So it can't just be a general language model. It needs deep, baked-in knowledge of finance, of the regulations, of the specific terminology.
That's the core of it. A general AI might write grammatically perfect sentences, sure, but without that embedded financial and regulatory understanding, that specific domain knowledge, it's just not fit for purpose here.
Too much potential for generating non-compliant or even misleading content.
Way too much.
Yeah.
It has to understand the regulated context of every single piece of information it touches.
It really drives home that point again. The value isn't the AI creating something new from scratch. It's about processing and presenting existing approved information within incredibly tight guardrails.
Exactly. And the source actually points to some specific types of tech that do this well. The kind of tools that fit the boring but brilliant mold.
Ah, right. The behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yep. Things like branded document generators. These aren't super glamorous, but they take structured data like performance numbers, fund details, those mandatory disclaimers, and they automatically populate pre-approved templates.
So taking the variable bits and putting them into the fixed, compliant, correctly branded container makes total sense for compliance.
Totally. Or things like localized editorial systems. Think about global firms. It's not just translating. It's adapting content for local rules, market nuances, specific phrasing that might be legally required in Germany versus Japan versus the U.S.
Right. Not just swapping words, but potentially changing structure or adding specific local disclosures based on rule.
Correct. These systems handle that complex rule-based adaptation. The article also mentions data to content engines.
What do they do?
They can take raw data, like market feeds or performance numbers, and turn it into, say, compliant narrative summaries, short commentaries based on pre-approved language frameworks.
Okay, turning numbers into approved words, basically.
Pretty much. Uh-oh. And finally, it mentions advisor-facing copilots. These are tools to help financial advisors quickly find the right approved marketing piece, the correct product info, the required disclosure language.
So they don't accidentally say the wrong thing to a client. Keeps them on script.
Exactly. Prevents them from going off-piste into non-compliant territory.
So none of these sound like tools for, you know, brainstorming a Super Bowl ad.
Not at all.
They're tools for the efficient, scaled production of regulated, data-heavy content, built on rules, templates, and approved data.
Their infrastructure. That's what the article argues. These are the systems delivering those hard returns. How? By saving marketing teams potentially hundreds of hours on manual drudgery.
Mm.
by slashing the risk of human error, which can lead to compliance breaches, and by letting firms scale up their content, more funds, more markets, more frequent updates, without scaling up their risk profile.
Okay, which brings us to the practical side. If you're running a financial marketing team and you're looking at AI vendors, how do you sort the wheat from the chaff? The source gives some guidance here, right? Some key questions.
It does, and it frames it really well.
Yeah.
You're not just buying tech, you're potentially buying liability. So you need to ask tough questions.
Okay, like what?
First, can it genuinely cut time to market without cutting corners? Is the speed gain real, or does it come at the cost of accuracy or compliance checks?
Speed's no good if it's wrong or risky speed. Got it.
Second, can it really meet compliance standards in practice? Not just in a demo, but day to day. Does it need constant human correction? Because if humans have to fix every output, you haven't automated much.
Good point. What else?
Third, and this goes back to that earlier point, can every single line it generates be explained and defended? To regulators, to clients, to your own internal risk people, can you show the data lineage, the rules, that audit trail?
The explainability piece, crucial.
Absolutely. Fourth, does it reinforce your brand integrity? Does it nail the style guide, the tone, the disclosures perfectly? Or does it introduce weird inconsistencies or errors that make you look sloppy and undermine trust?
Brand consistency is huge in finance. Okay, and the last one.
Finally, think about the future. When you grow, when you add more products and markets, does the system scale reliably under that increased load? Or does it start to buckle or break? You need robustness.
Wow, those are serious operational questions. They're less about the AI magic and much more about trustworthiness, reliability, operational resilience.
That's exactly the point the source is making. It's blunt. If the answer to any of those is no, or even, well, maybe, then you're probably not looking at a practical, useful AI solution for financial marketing.
Yes.
You're looking at what the article calls a side project in disguise. Interesting tech, maybe, but not ready for prime time in this high-stakes environment.
Mm.
Not compliant AI, not practical AI.
That is a powerful filter. Really forces you to look past the sizzle and evaluate AI through the lens of risk, compliance, and operational efficiency. It hammers home that core message. Effective AI here is the system, not the show.
It really is. It's about being a dependable, regulated, automated piece of your content supply chain. Like plumbing, almost.
Yeah, plumbing's a good analogy.
It ensures the right information flows to the right place in the right format with the right legal bits every single time. It needs to be as reliable as, well, the source says, like a payroll run.
You just expect payroll to work perfectly, quietly in the background. You don't want drama from payroll.
Exactly. And you don't want drama from your financial content generation process either.
Right.
If the AI is working perfectly, you probably won't even notice the AI itself.
You'll just notice that maybe compliance reviews are faster. There are fewer errors caught at the last minute. Things just run smoother.
That's the sign of success.
Yeah.
The firms that are truly winning with AI in financial marketing, according to this source, they're not the ones making the most noise about their AI projects.
Yeah.
No, they're the ones where the AI is just humming away quietly in the background, handling the complex, rule-bound stuff reliably, consistently, making operations faster, safer, more scalable, without any fuss.
It really does flip the usual script on tech innovation, doesn't it? We often think innovation has to be loud, visible, disruptive.
Mm-hmm.
But here, the most valuable tech might be the kind that just disappears into the process, silent, reliable, unnoticed when it's working well.
It's a really critical distinction, especially for any industry built on trust and compliance. Innovation isn't always about being seen. Sometimes the best innovation is the stuff that just makes sure everything keeps running smoothly, safely, without you even thinking about it.
Okay, so based on the source, it leaves us with a really interesting final thought to chew on. If the most effective, the most valuable AI in a sector like financial marketing is actually the kind that operates silently, reliably, almost invisibly in the background, like a utility. What does that tell us? What might that imply about how we perhaps should be thinking about innovation in other highly regulated fields or anywhere where deep trust is essential? And maybe how should we communicate the value of tech when its greatest strength is that it works best when you don't even notice it's there?